Chapter 6. At that time Nostromo had been already long enough in the country to raise to the highest pitch Captain Mitchell's opinion of the extraordinary value of his discovery. Clearly he was one of those invaluable subordinates whom to possess is a legitimate cause of boasting. Captain Mitchell plumed himself upon his eye for men, but he was not selfish, and in the innocence of his pride was already developing that mania for "lending you my capitas de cargadores," which was to bring Nostromo into personal contact, sooner or later, with every European in Sulaco, as a sort of universal factotum, a prodigy of efficiency in his own sphere of life. "The fellow is devoted to me, body and soul," Captain Mitchell was given to affirm, and though nobody perhaps could have explained why it should be so, it was impossible on a survey of their relation to throw doubt on that statement, unless, indeed, one were a bitter, eccentric character, like Dr. Moyningham, for instance, whose short, hopeless laugh expressed somehow an immense mistrust of mankind. Not that Dr. Moyningham was a prodigal either of laughter or of words. He was bitterly taciturn when at his best. At his worst, people feared the open scornfulness of his tongue. Only Mrs. Gould could keep his unbelief in men's motives within due bounds. But even to her, on an occasion not connected with Nostromo, and in a tone which for him was gentle, even to her he had said once, "Really, it is most unreasonable to demand that a man should think of other people so much better than he is able to think of himself." And Mrs. Gould had hastened to drop the subject. There were strange rumours of the English doctor. Years ago, in the time of Guzman Bento, he had been mixed up, it was whispered, in a conspiracy.